Now, these specific New Kingdom poems are on papyri that were written down between 1300 and 1100 BC. So we're looking at poems written down over 3,000 years ago. And as I mentioned before, there are poems in this cycle that were probably set to music. The literary style is very direct and concise, and the translators have really done a wonderful job of conveying this conciseness. English is not the most concise of languages, but it does come across. Now, in these poems, the man and the woman express their love for each other in terms of endearment that include brother and sister. But this doesn't mean that there are poems about incest. And I say this because we know that there was among the royalty an idea that on occasion a brother needed to marry a sister needed to marry a brother. This, unfortunately, has been generalized to the idea that there was incest in ancient Egypt. This isn't really true. In any case, in our poems, brother and sister is a literary device, much as in many cultures today, people still call male friends brother and women friends sister. That's what this is about. So this convention is one that we see paralleled in the Israelite material, in the Hebrew material, in the Song of Songs. And when I reach that material at the end, I'll read you some references to the brother-sister idea. And we can be sure that the Bible doesn't indulge this idea of incest. The Bible, which in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, makes a very big deal about the incest taboo. Now, this cycle of poems, of seven poems, is preserved in the Chester Beatty Papyrus. Well, that's not an ancient Egyptian name, is it? I'll be mentioning a few of these names of the papyrus. The Chester Beatty Library is a great library in Dublin, Ireland. And that's where this papyrus is preserved. So the papyri are often named after the places where they were preserved. I remember as a graduate student first coming across the Brooklyn Aramaic Papyri. And I was so excited because I was born in Brooklyn. And I knew that it couldn't be that this papyrus actually came from Brooklyn, but this drove home to me the fact that if a papyrus was discovered by a museum and it's stored there, then that's what the papyrus is called. And I should add that Brooklyn has one of the world's great collections of ancient Egyptian art. You may not know this, but it's there in the Brooklyn Museum. So in the Chester Beatty Papyrus, we read this, "The one, the sister without peer, the handsomest of all. She looks like the rising morning star at the start of a happy year." So that's the man speaking to the woman, and the woman responding, "My brother torments my heart with his voice. He makes sickness take hold of me. He is neighbor to my mother's house, and I cannot go to him." Here, the theme of the unavailable lover, a theme we find throughout world literature. Right next door, a neighbor, but I can't go to him. Now, through the poem cycle, we see that the couple overcomes the obstacles. It's kind of Romeo and Juliet story. They overcome the obstacles, they meet, but then they're cruelly separated again. And the young man gets literally sick. The woman says, "My brother torments my heart with his voice." The young man says, "7 days since I saw my sister, and sickness invaded me. I am heavy in all my limbs. My body has forsaken me." This is an expression that many lovers throughout history have used, the sickness that comes with yearning. In biblical Hebrew, this is cholat ahava, sick with love, not sick from love, but sick with passion, weak with passion.